Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, when it comes to retirement, there are many misconceptions that can be incredibly detrimental to folks in the future and also difficult to recover from. On today's show, we'll clear up some of the confusion and help you avoid making missteps on your way and through retirement, along with tips to help you save more. Stay tuned.
And now, WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza. I'm Steve Siddall. We have got a big show planned for you today. There's a lot going on. Joseph, Eric, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Doing Steve, well. How are you?
Doing well. Yes, exactly. And feeling summer-like, feeling excited about summer.
Yeah, it's getting a little hotter down here in Southwest Florida.
A little bit.
I mean, it's always summer down here.
Well, so I know, but
you know, we're confused.
It just gets warmer.
Yeah, it just gets hotter than hell. Yeah. I mean, and honestly, and actually all the snowbirds have actually, you know, started leaving, and maybe another week or two, they'll be significantly more gone. And it does, you know, quiets down here a little bit, but yeah. Man, it does get hot. Holy cow.
Yeah, right. A good friend of mine, a guy I grew up with, winters in Florida, and he has already started making his way north.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that I-75 corridor gets very busy, and it's all filled with all kinds of different license plates, different vehicles. And yeah, they're heading back north, so...
So let's talk about what, you know, you were talking about this going in, Eric, misconceptions that can hurt, you know, that kind of hurt us and hurt our retirement. One of the things, I just got this before the show, an interview with Stanley Druckenmiller. And I had to look him up, Eric. I know you know who it is. So give us a little background on who Stanley is.
So Stanley's a billionaire. I mean, I don't know if he's worth, you know, $5 to $8 billion, yeah. But he actually used to work for George Soros many, many years ago. So obviously George Soros is a huge liberal and tends to fund a lot of these activities, you know, maybe these college campus activities. So George Soros, I mean, there's a lot of questioning of how much of a dedicated patriot he actually is, because he seems to be against America. But Druckenmiller actually worked for him many years ago. I think he was a currency trader for him. And anyways, kind of went off on his own and has done his own thing. And now is, you know, pretty much a Republican, and I think always was. But so it'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
So here's what he said about Bidenomics.
Bidenomics, if I was a professor, I'd give him an F. Basically, they misdiagnosed COVID and thought we were going into a depression. The Fed did too. I worried about it too in early days. The Fed eventually pivoted, better late than never. Treasury is still acting like we're in a depression. It's interesting because I've studied the Great Depression, and you had a private sector crippled with debt with basically no new ideas. So interventionist policies were called for and were effective. The private sector could not be more different today than it was in the Great Depression. Their balance sheets are fine, they're healthy, and have you ever seen more innovative ideas that the private sector could take advantage of now? You've got blockchain, you've got AI, you've got the whole thing. All government needed to do was get out of their way and let them innovate.
So what do you think?
Well, the government can't get out of their way. I mean, and especially more of a Democratic Party. I mean, they want to be involved in everything. And we've talked about this on past shows, is where, you know, basically the Republicans are for smaller government. Let American capital grow. Let them fail. Let them grow. Let them succeed. But let them do what they want to do. And then, you know, unfortunately, the Democratic side really wants bigger government. They want to be in your face. They want to be in your life. And Democrats like people like the government in their lives. And, you know, I mean, look at all the student debt. There's a lot of controversy over the student debt, paying off student debt versus somebody who busted their ass all throughout college and actually worked. And so there's a lot of issues, you know, that I have with that side of the party getting involved in my life so much. So basically what he's saying is that COVID was a mess. It was an absolute disaster all around the world. And I think it's very much akin to 2008, where the banks way overreacted, stole people's houses where they really didn't need to, instead of restructuring that finance program with them. And then all of a sudden COVID comes along and we're making these absolute positive decisions based on, we don't understand the time frame of how long this is actually going to last. So, you know, we're throwing out all this money, we're giving everybody money, nobody's working. And look what's happened since then. There's a lot of people who don't want to return to work. There's still people that say, I don't understand why we have to go into an office. Why do I have to leave my pajamas and my laptop and actually go into an office space? I mean, it's become a completely different world after COVID. And I think that they did misjudge COVID. I think that there were an awful lot of mistakes made. And now we're starting to pay for those.
Right. Okay, exactly. And how is this impacting your clients, your retirees that you work with day in, day out?
I mean, I don't think it's really affecting our clients too much because they're already prepared and getting into retirement. But okay. I think it's for the younger generations. I think it is affecting them. I think it's the way of thinking. Social media doesn't help because now you have all these influencers on there that think, oh, this is just easy. All you have to do is influence people and you can make a fortune. And now everybody wants to do that. It's like they're kind of getting, it seems to me like they're getting away from careers and they're trying to do something significantly different. And I think Joseph's going to talk about later in this thing where we actually have someone who is frustrated about their daughter because now she had a very, very good job and now she's interested in van life.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Just go see the movie Nomadland and call it done.
Yeah, call it done, right?
Into the
yeah.
Wild. That's yeah. another good one.
Oh, that's yeah, a great one. Yeah, I love that one.
Exactly. Yeah. Van life. That's what we're into. So we're getting back, we're retreating back to the van down by the river, right?
Yes,
so it's we're going backwards a little bit. But
a little bit.
Our clients aren't really concerned about that. I would say if anything, they're concerned more about their children, right? Because the children are getting into that mindset.
Sure.
And you know, it is a completely different phase.
All right. So we talked about misconceptions and how they're affecting us and things that can sort of help us misstep, if you will. And so the retirement misconception number one is how much you'll spend and how fast you'll spend it in your retirement. That's the delicate balance, isn't it? That's the art of what you do.
Yeah, and during our working years, when we have those paychecks coming in, when you have a big expense that maybe isn't in your ordinary budget, it's easy to replenish the savings, right? If you need a new roof, if you need new windows in your house, you need new tires on your car, you're working, you have that paycheck constantly coming in, you're not as worried about it as much. But what a lot of people are not prepared for is when they get into retirement and now they're on what a lot of people like to call a fixed income, and then you do need a new roof, you need new tires. That causes a lot of emotional panic for people where now they're having to dip into that amount of money that they know is not going to be continuing to grow from paychecks coming in. And how are they really going to replenish that? So a lot of what comprehensive planning involves with is figuring out those variable expenses that are harder to plan for and trying to actually implement those. So when they do come around, which they always will, whether it's, you know, a hurricane comes in and insurance didn't cover the house as much as you thought it would, or it is finally getting that new car, that you're already planned for those things and you're not set into an emotional panic when that does happen.
Sure. All right. And folks, if you want to get a head start, sit down with Eric and Joseph. It's 800-779-1942. We're talking about retirement misconceptions. And the next one is believing you can live off less in retirement than you did while working. That's a pretty common held belief, isn't it?
Yeah, especially, I mean, the way we look at it is you've worked 40 plus years to finally get to this point where you're going to be able to enjoy your free time. And now you're going to spend less than you did while you were working.
Why?
When you think about it like that, it seems a little silly. But a lot of times people are told in these retirement rule of thumbs, which are outdated, is, well, 70% of what you are earning is what you're going to be spending, or 80%. Everybody's situation is completely different. And to be honest, you don't know what that amount is truly going to be until you get into retirement and live that full first year of retirement.
at least. Yeah, it's the 12 to 24 months that you're into retirement that you're going to realize, okay, this is how much I spend. I mean, mm-hmm. it's different for everybody. And then all of a sudden, you know, grandkids come along, that changes everything. You may be moving, that changes everything. There's just so many different dynamics that could actually change. And so you just don't know.
And a lot of times in that first year of retirement too, a lot of people will plan that big trip that they've been waiting to plan for their whole work, all their working years, whether it's a you know, 1 month or 2 month trip to Europe. And so that's going to take a lot more of expenses to cover that as well.
Mm-hmm. And so again, that whole concept, you know, you've set this up many times, and that is we kind of want to spend more early.
Yeah, it's the go-go years.
Yeah,
you're able to do it. You don't see many people that are over 70 years old that are traveling to Europe. And Eric and I just recently went on a trip, and we were kind of discussing that with each other of, this is stressful. Traveling, especially internationally, is a stressful thing to do.
Of course.
And imagining being 70 or 75 plus and having to travel internationally is not an easy thing. And a lot of people want and have certain things on their bucket list. They're going to check those things off on their bucket list within those first couple of years of retirement.
It's so crazy when you travel, you're going through an international airport, your head is on a constant swivel. You know, you're looking for bathrooms, you're looking for gates, you're looking for baggage claim, you're looking for TSA, you're looking for all these different things. And it's like, I mean, you really have to be pointed in the right direction because you are on somewhat of a schedule. And, you know, it does. As you get older, you know, you don't have the time or the energy to look around as much, and things get to be more difficult. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, and so that's why, like I said, we have everything on a on an understandable time frame of when we really think that client is going to start to slow down on international travel and go to domestic travel and then do, you know, weekend trips and so forth.
Sure.
So, you know, you really have to plan for all that. And it really does. I mean, it really does make a huge difference when you start to plan for all that.
Well, and again, if you'd like some help with your planning, folks, now'd be the time to give us a call and come on in and talk about it.
What we're going to do is give away two things to the listeners that call into our show today. First is your very own personal financial blueprint. This report will give you an in-depth analysis on your current investments. We're going to go over your risks, your returns, even fees you may not know that you're paying. Let's see how well your portfolio holds up against a volatile market and if you're earning what you deserve. And secondly, we're going to craft you your very own income plan. We're going to make sure your assets can provide you with your ideal lifestyle in retirement, all while taking into account taxes, inflation, healthcare, and even down markets. Let's sit down and map out how we're going to replace that paycheck for you. All this is at no cost to you. Just pick up the phone and let's have a conversation.
Eric and the team can do that for you. 800-779-1942. Great opportunity to get that, you know, financial roadmap put together. And if you're listening, then call us. 800-779-1942. You're going to get that comprehensive financial review that Joseph just described, that to include the blueprint, the income plan, and so much more. 800-779-1942. 800-779-1942. Make that call today while you're thinking of it.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, we'll finish off our list of dangerous financial planning misconceptions and share the key to eliminating frustration from your retirement planning journey. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here. Eric, of course, an independent fiduciary. He is president of Retirement Wealth. And Joseph Lanza alongside him, also an independent fiduciary. And again, you at Retirement Wealth, what you do, how you do it, it's all quite, it's really unique in a lot of ways. And I've said this before, but your whole concierge service is, to me, exactly what I think a potential retiree needs.
You know, it's funny, too. We have a client that's constantly buying real estate. So he's coming in and out of his brokerage account to grab money, sell it, replace it, and do a lot of things. And I'll tell you what, our concierge service team has done a phenomenal job because, like, we really are set up to put out fires when things happen. And so the thing is that when the client calls, we're on it and we take care of that problem very quickly before it becomes a real issue. And I really think that that's what people are looking for anymore. I think people are tired of the 1-800 numbers. They're tired of banks, brokerages. They're tired of these silly dinner seminars that have just gotten outrageous over the past 2 to 3 years. And we're fixing a lot of the issues that come out of those. And, you know, we see that every single day. People are calling us either after the radio show or the TV show, and they're saying, hey, we went to this dinner seminar, we were sold a product, and we're not really that happy with it. And what's interesting about that is it's not backed up by anything that is of solid proof of why they need it. It's not backed up by an income plan, a financial plan. It's not proven why they actually need it. There's no statement of financial purpose of why we're actually going into this, why we're investing in this. And so people out there are, to be honest with you, they're frustrated with the financial industry. And so I think that concierge service going forward, where somebody's always answering the phone, answering their emails, calling them back, is going to be something for the next 10 years that AI cannot replace. They cannot replace someone actually taking care of your needs. And, you know, the thing is that I bought an outdoor kitchen about 3 months ago. And the crazy thing is it's got glass doors. And somehow, I mean, you know, you have a pool out there, so everybody's always playing games or whatever. One of the doors got broken. And so I've emailed this company 27 times.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it's frustrating because these outdoor kitchens are not inexpensive. And it's like, it's been 27 emails and I'm finally making headway to some person overseas that could possibly get me a replacement door. You cannot go online, you cannot order. It's been an awful experience. And so the thing is that, you know, you're frustrated because you're like, what am I supposed to do now? There's no way I can replace this door. It's actually a gray glass. It's like, I can't go to a glass shop. I tried to do that. It's just very frustrating. So the point is that everybody's frustrated out there, whether it's the medical field, the whatever industry you're in, you know, everything is changing. And I'm telling you right now, while we're always around, we're never going to change that way because it's something that works and it's something that we want as human beings as well. So I kind of blew that up a little bit more, but the concierge service is, you know, it is an amazing thing.
Well, it's all about touch points. I was reading a story this week about super luxury hotels and what they do. You know, so for example, this one I was looking at was $15,000 a night.
Good Lord.
That 15 grand gets you 72 touch points before you get there.
Wow.
I mean that, but that's what we're talking about with a concierge service. We're talking about that kind of care, that sort of, you know, customer service that doesn't exist except with you.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of people that come in and they tell me other stories about that. And it's getting to be a very frustrating world, you know, where you just can't be serviced. They want to sell you products, but they don't really want to service you after that. And,
sure.
And so, again.
All right. Well, let's get back to the misconceptions. So here's one. Underestimating how long you live. Now, we have talked about longevity risk probably since the beginning, and it's becoming more and more of an issue.
Yeah, as we get older and as America gets older and technology advances, people are living to an older age. And, you know, with Social Security, we've talked a lot of times before with the age people are living to when it was first created and the age people are living to now. And one of the biggest flaws with Social Security, too, is you pay into this your whole life. You don't have a choice to not pay into it and tell the government, hey, I'm going to do this thing on my own with retirement. But if something happens to you earlier on, there's no death benefit that gets paid out to your spouse or your beneficiaries. Your spouse might take over your Social Security, but that means that their Social Security is no longer. So I think what a lot of people really want out of retirement now is creating that lifetime income that is not only for you, but can also be provided for your spouse without having a decrease in benefits, while also providing some form of protection, God forbid something does happen to you early. And I think more and more people are starting to see how Social Security is really not providing that for them today.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. 800-779-1942. And all right, that whole Social Security issue, that's one. Here's another one. You won't be working past age 65. How long will you work? Again, that's areas that we've talked about in that, you know, I'm going to work until I'm 70. Are you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's actually a local store that I go to. It's funny that we're bringing this up today, too, because I actually came back into town. I had to go get a few things, and I walked into the store. I've been going there forever, and a lot of people know me there, and I try to help everyone with their 401k. It's the one thing that I want to do. It's like my public, my my community service almost. Sure. I'm like, hey, do you guys have any questions on your 401k? And they all know me, you know, like, yeah, I got some questions and I'll help them out with that. I don't charge. I don't do anything. And sometimes they're pulling out their statements in the store and they're like, how can you help me with this? So, but, you know, it's interesting because there's one person that I've been talking to for 3 years now, and I saw them last night. And you know what they said to me? Oh, I'm still trying to get my paperwork together. I'll be seeing you soon. Wow. That was 3 years ago. You know, and I walked out of the store and I was kind of sad. I was like, man, it's like, did I drop the ball on that? You know, or did they drop the ball? You know, but it's like 3 years that have gone by and all those matches that that company has gives out is gone.
Right.
You know, and I really did think about that for quite a long time. So, you know, the other thing is you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make the horse drink. And that is the same true with, you know, a lot of situations. I think a lot of us want to do better financially. We just don't know how, or we just, it's not just not enough of a priority for us.
Mm-hmm. And there's a great quote from Jeff Bezos who said, stress actually comes from ignoring the things we know we shouldn't be ignoring. And there's so many people that think
very
about,
good.
They think about finances and they say, well, it stresses me out. I don't understand it. Well, what's stressing you out is because you know that you shouldn't be ignoring it. And when you actually sit down and start to figure a few things out and start to put your ducks in a row and have it done properly, that will actually alleviate a lot of your stress.
Yeah.
Right. Wow, that was really well said. That Bezos, he's a bright guy, huh?
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah. Pretty smart
smart guy. So we're talking about now another misconception is how much money you'll pay in taxes. Holy cow, that's a discussion that could go on for days.
I mean, it's only going to get worse, too. We talk about the national debt all the time, but, you know, there's a lot of people who just kind of just poo-poo it. I mean, it really is going to be a serious issue. Whether or not the country can afford to keep paying it is a whole nother issue. But who would want that much debt? I mean, even if you could afford it, like, let's just say us three, if each of us had $100,000 in credit card debt, even if we could afford to pay it, wouldn't we still be a little sick to our stomach to know that each one of us had $100,000 in credit card debt?
Whew, yeah.
I mean, even if you could afford the payments, and that's pretty much what our country is doing. Oh, yeah, we can afford the payments, but we can't ever pay off the principal, but we can afford the payments.
That's the opposite way that should be doing it.
Exactly right. So, I mean, imagine if now all of a sudden, you know, your interest payment is, or your interest rate is, let's say 18%, you're paying, you know, $1,500 a month just to cover the cost of that $100,000 in credit card debt. I mean, it's just insane to me. And so the thing is that our tax situation will go up eventually. We've been very spoiled with low tax brackets, low taxes. And that's, you know, and the problem is that everybody's going to hyper focus on it when it's an actual issue. And, you know, it's just like inflation. Nobody cared about inflation until 2 years ago. In their financial plan, nobody cared. In their income plan, nobody cared. Nobody really cared. And I've been preaching it since 2001. And I remember in the classes that I used to teach that people would say, oh, you know, we don't really care about inflation. I'm like, well, someday it will be an issue. Like this year it was flat or it was negative or it wasn't that much. Someday it will. And now all of a sudden it's the biggest topic out there. It's just the craziest thing to me.
Sure. Absolutely. 800-779-1942. And so where do you see, I mean, obviously we know taxes are going to go up. Do you anticipate the sunsetting of the Tax and Jobs Act of 2017?
Yeah, it was supposed to sunset in the end of 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers in March actually came up for how much money is in retirement assets in America. And that equated to $38.4 trillion is what is in between 401ks and IRAs or deferred comps, 457s. $38.4 trillion. That's all money that hasn't been taxed yet. And that's all going to be at ordinary income rates. So we already saw with the Secure Act, the first one that came out, where now inheritance of that money, if it's not going to a spouse, has to be depleted within 10 years. So they're already starting and setting up ways to where they can tax more of that money quicker. And that equates to 32% of all household net worth in America. So if somebody thinks that they're going to go into retirement and taxes are not going to be an issue that they're not going to have to worry about, well, a good chunk of all of the household net worth in America is in all tax deferred accounts. And sooner or later, that deferring is going to come due.
Wow. All right. You make a great point. And on that note, let's wrap it up for this segment, folks. If you're interested in learning more about what Joseph is talking about, how it might work in your plan, go ahead and give us a call right now.
Sounds good, Steve. What we're going to do today is give away two things to the listeners that call into our show. First is your very own personal financial blueprint. This report will give you an in-depth analysis of your current investments. And we're going to go over your risks, your returns, even fees you may not know that you're paying. Let's see how well your portfolio holds up against a volatile market and if you're earning what you deserve. And secondly, we're going to craft your very own income plan. We're going to make sure that your assets can provide you with your ideal lifestyle in retirement, all while taking into account taxes, inflation, healthcare, even down markets. Let's sit down and map out how we're going to replace that paycheck for you. All of this at no cost. Just pick up the phone and let's have a conversation.
Sounds great, Joseph. 800-779-1942. That's how you get the ball rolling. It's a great way for you to find out how much risk you might be taking. Are there red flags that could be a problem for you? Do you really know what you're paying in fees or commissions? If you would like to take advantage of this complimentary review, just pick up the phone. Call us right now. 800-779-1942. 800-779-1942. Let's take a quick break. Come on back and continue here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza.
The little things can make the biggest difference, and that old adage holds true to your finances as well. We've got a few simple steps that you can take to save more now so you can enjoy the retirement you've always wanted right after this.
Hey, welcome back. This is WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Also here, Eric Carney. Eric is, he's an author. He's a fiduciary, independent. He's the big guy at Retirement Wealth. And alongside him is Joseph Lanza. And Joseph is also an independent fiduciary right there at Retirement Wealth. And see, the Retirement Wealth LLC, that's the website, right? Is that...
That's correct.
Okay. Yep. Retirement Wealth LLC. Check it out, folks. It's and again, you do a great job with that.
I appreciate that, Steve. We're just updating it again. We're just adding a few new things. So a lot of information on there. It's been useful to a lot of people. There's also a lot of things that you can download on there for your needs. The portfolio recovery guide's on there. The retirement income guide is on there. So you can go in there and actually download it at the ease of your own house.
All right. I like that. And again, so that's Retirement Wealth LLC. And we're talking in this segment a little bit about simple tips that can make a big difference. And I like this one, but it's... So use your raise wisely. I get that. I mean, easier said than done sometimes, but at least a part of it, do you think?
Sometimes. I mean, it's just, you know, if you automatically get a raise, maybe automatically update your 401k. Just say, okay, I'm going to get this. I'm going to put a little more away. You've got to get to the point where you're socking money away and you don't even realize it. You know, you forget about it. And so I think that that's the one thing that we really need to do is you need to start saving money, and then you get so used to it that you start putting it away. And remember, I mean, when you take a look at wealthy people, what do the wealthy do differently? Well, the wealthy usually invest first and then spend what's left over. Other people will spend what they need first and then invest if anything's left over. I mean, it's literally two different ways of thinking. So the thing is that you have to understand, you know, where am I really right now? Where do I want to be in 5 and 10 years? And do I want to invest for my future now? And time and compounding interest is really on your side. And there's a lot of people that say, oh, it's never too late to save for retirement, but I completely disagree with that. I mean, there's a lot of people that say you really don't have a lot of options, you know, and there's going to be a lot of people out there who are just not prepared for retirement. I hate to say it, but that is the truth. There's a lot of people out there that are just not going to be properly prepared for a long retirement. So the thing is that the more effort that you put into it now, the better off you're going
to
be.
One of the things that we have to do is have that emergency fund, right?
Yeah, I mean,
we gotta have that. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, absolutely.
About an emergency fund. This is a cautionary tale about why you should have an emergency fund. This happened here in North Carolina, near Charlotte. A young family, mom, dad, a little 3-year-old girl. They're watching the movie Monsters, Inc. Well, the 3-year-old girl, it was a great movie. Yeah, little girl says, you know, I think there might be monsters in my room. So what mom and dad did was give her a little squeeze bottle with water and said, this is monster killing juice. If you see a monster, just spray it. Well, the kid's 3 years old. She bought it. Well, the next morning she gets up and says, hey, I think there's something in my closet. Oh, come on. This goes on. I really think there's something in my closet. Mom, Dad, just like, ah, come on. Overactive imagination. Until Mom spots some bees outside the house, around the fireplace, or around the chimney. And then goes inside and says, there is noise in there. So they bring a bee guy in, and they do a thermal image, and there are 60,000 honeybees behind that wall.
Oh, my gosh.
60,000 honeybees.
Oh, my God.
And you can't kill them.
No, you can't, right? You got to preserve them,
so
right?
So they've got to remove siding. They've got to remove walls. They've got to do all this stuff. Bottom line, $20,000 to fix it.
Oh, my God.
Tell me you're glad you have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. I mean, again, it's just, you just don't see that kind of thing. I mean, you know, and now, you know, they had to fix their house.
I mean, I would say, oh, geez, but in that case, it's like, oh, bees.
Oh, bees.
Yeah.
You're funny.
I mean, hey, honey, I got the jokes. So,
Jesus, keep coming.
That's terrible, though. But, you know, I mean, things like that. I mean, there you go. Left field.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, who would ever expect that? I mean, right out of left field, 60,000 bees. It is unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so that's why, to me, that was just that one thing screamed from that.
Yeah. Yeah,
makes sense. So we're talking about cutting unnecessary expenses. That's easy enough to do that. So I read stories all the time. You know, frugal people do this. Frugal people don't do that. So cutting one unnecessary expense, is that something that the wealthy do, that they pay attention to?
Yeah, and it's one thing, and it's difficult to do, too.
Oh, because, gosh, yes.
You know, during COVID, I actually went to the spin class at another gym, so I signed up. And Joseph and I always laugh about this. So I had two gym memberships. It took me 6 months to cancel that one gym membership because you would call, oh, yeah, you can't, you got to come in and do that. Well, then I would go in, and, oh, the manager's not here today. And I'm like, and I'm getting irritated because your credit card company won't let you turn off automatic payments. And so that irritates me as well. It's my credit card, right?
Yeah.
So I finally had to go in there and I'm like, when's the manager coming in? You know, but I mean, because you're busy, you know, but it was $25 a month and it was like, man, I paid that thing for a long time. And, you know, you do, you know, you take a look at all these things. You've got Netflix, you've got Prime, you've got cable, you've got all these different things. It is expensive. The other thing that's getting to be really a racket anymore is cell phones. I mean, you know, it's getting to be normal to have a very large cell phone bill. And it's like, oh, you can add another line for $40. Well, somebody's getting a good deal, but it's not me, you know?
Right.
I'm not on somebody's line for $40 a month. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
I actually went through and did this myself just last month, and I found about $115 in subscriptions I didn't use and got rid of those. And then my brain, you know, thinking about finance, I was like, you know what? Let me run a quick formula here. 10 years of investing that $115 at 7%. That would equal $19,000.
Wow.
Wow.
After
that Joseph, that's
period.
A great, what an analogy. Great stuff.
So when you start thinking of things like that, now that, you know, those couple extra subscriptions, well, those are a big deal when you start cutting expenses.
Well, I don't watch it anyway, so.
Yeah.
You can afford to have bees taken out of your house now.
Yeah, there's exactly. My bee money.
That's your bee money.
Hey, geez, that's how I'm looking at this stuff.
Yeah, you know? Wow. Yeah. Well, so speaking of bees, did you see the story of the Diamondbacks?
No.
The bees behind home plate?
No.
They had a bee delay. Truly.
Oh, really?
They had a bee guy come in and get rid of the bees, and then as it was 2 hour delay.
Wow.
So, but then when it's over, they let the bee guy throw the first pitch.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Sorry, I digress. So we're talking
about that pitch flew away.
Oh, yeah. That's the buzz.
Yeah. It was a real stinger.
Oh, gosh. Saving 1% more. That's something else that we can all do, I think, you know, without even thinking about it. It's not going to matter. I mean, we're not going to feel it.
Yeah, there's actually a guy on Instagram, and he's like, hey, what if you could change your life 1 to 2% at a time? And he's like, we're not looking for monster changes, just like, you know, every month do 1 to 2% better. Well, you could do the same thing in your savings. And, you know, as Joseph just pointed out, I mean, after a few years, it really does add up. And so in this case, if you earn $50,000 a year and you save 1% more, $42 a month, and you earn 6% annual returns, you're going to have over $57,000 after after 35 years. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, some people say, well, that won't really matter too much. Well, now all of a sudden, what if you were to save $168, you know, and that's only 4% more. Now you're probably looking at close to, you know, $250,000. That's significant. And so, you know, that's going to give you an extra $1,000 a month for the rest of your life. So, again, anybody that can't use an extra $1,000 a month is, you know, crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't think anybody's going to turn that down.
I don't think so either. No. I mean, you know, like I said, life is getting so expensive. And I told you, I went to pick up some groceries last night, and I'm always bitching about groceries. But, you know, it's like, I mean, it is insane how much groceries are anymore. And I think to myself, what the hell did I really buy for $222?
I know.
You know, and when you can walk out and you can carry it all in one hand, that really irritates me even more. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just life is just getting really expensive.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's all about the fees. We talk about that, too, and how you take a deep dive and tell us what our fees and commissions and everything else are. How do we lower them? Is there a way to do that?
A lot of times when we deal with variable annuities a lot, we saw somebody that came in not too long ago who, when you actually added up all the fees that they were paying inside of that variable annuity, was close to 4.9% per year. 4.9%. That's not their return. Wow. That's how much they were actually paying in fees. And there's still a lot of individuals working with an advisor. They're paying an advisor fee, and then they're also paying internal mutual fund fees in their accounts as well. So if you have somebody who saved, let's say, $500,000, they have a 25-year-long retirement. Well, if their average growth rate is 6% on that money, they're going to finish the 25 years that they didn't pull any money, $2.14 million. Now, if you take somebody, same exact situation, but they're earning a 7% average rate of return, and that 1% might come from just lowering their fees, now they're finishing retirement with $2.7 million. So that's $570,000 in fees that Wow. they've saved over that 25-year period. So again, when you start looking at things and breaking down those fees, just like how we talked about expenses mm-hmm. and factoring it into your situation in that way, that does make a big difference.
Sure it does. Well, and again, boy, this segment went really quickly too. We got to take a quick break, guys.
What we're going to do is give away two things to the listeners that call into our show today. First is your very own personal financial blueprint. This report will give you an in-depth analysis on your current investments. We're going to go over your risks, your returns, even fees that you may not know that you're paying. Let's see how well your portfolio holds up against a volatile market and if you're earning what you really deserve. And secondly, we're going to craft you your very own income plan. We're going to make sure your assets can provide you with your ideal lifestyle in retirement, all while taking into account taxes, inflation, healthcare, even down markets. Let's sit down and map out how we're going to replace that paycheck for you. All this is at no cost to you. Just pick up the phone and let's have a conversation.
Give us a call right now, folks. It's 800-779-1942. It's a great way for you to, well, get a financial roadmap put together and no cost, no obligation, and understand some of that complex financial world. They'll break it down for you into something that just makes sense. It's an excellent chance for you to get a true practical financial review. If you've never done it before, no time like the present. Don't procrastinate another day. Simply make the call while you're thinking of it today. 800-779-1942. You'll get that complimentary, comprehensive review. You'll see where you are today. You'll, more importantly, though, you'll have a roadmap that can help guide you, to help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942. Again, 800-779-1942. We do need to take a quick break. We've got another segment to go here on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, questions from you, answers from us. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio, segment number four. That means we turn to you, the listeners, and take your questions. This is a fun part of the show. I know, Eric, you enjoy this so much, don't you?
I do. I think it's fun. I mean, well, you know, yeah. Like I said, it gives you a pulse of what's going on out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're able to answer some good questions.
Yes, exactly. Well, speaking of answer questions, I just saw, this is just right now, Medicare and Social Security go broke dates are pushed back. Did you read that? Medicare's go broke date for its hospital insurance trust fund pushed back 5 years to 2036.
I was going to say, I almost said 2035.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, we've got that much around the corner, but I mean, there are going to be some changes coming down the road. And, you know, this is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, we tell a lot of people you can self-fund, And, you know, people get upset because we do work with a higher net worth client. And it's the reason why is because that's how we're set up. You know, the thing is that it's also about time. We only have so much time. And what we're really interested in is we're interested in working with people who are serious about their finances. And, you know, what we're finding is there's some people that do think about retirement, but they don't really take their retirement seriously. And we just don't have time for that. And a lot of times those are people out there who are trying to buy products, tools, and investments just a la carte without any thought put into them. What we want is we appreciate a client that comes in. They want financial infrastructure. They want a process. They want service. They want transparency. They want a clear view of what's happening in their finances. And that is really what separates us from a lot of other advisory firms. So when we take on a client, we're literally surrounding them with all the tools that they actually need. And purpose determines placement. So whatever the purpose is, their goals and objectives really does determine the placement of their investments. And in a lot of places, it's the other way around. We're going to sell you something and then we're going to hope it fits. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my life. And my mom wouldn't even like that I just said that, but it is dumb. It really is a silly way of thinking about things. You're putting all your money into something, and maybe sometimes you can't get that money back, whether it's a real estate investment trust, a variable annuity, whatever it may be. And then you can't get your money back out, and you're kind of stuck in it. And now you're just hoping that that's going to work for you for the next 15 to 25 years. That doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. So again, we're changing the whole process. We always have. And now we're putting you through a process. We're figuring out what you need first, what you want from this, what is your risk tolerance, what's your sleepability factor, and then focusing on the whole process. That's what people want. So again, what do the wealthy want differently? They want transparency. They want a process. They want that financial infrastructure in place.
Absolutely. 800-779-1942. If you'd like to get your own insight, that's what you can do. Give us a call. Come on in and talk about it. Matthew has done that. He's got a question. He's from Northport, and he says, can I take out my principal if needed from my Roth 401k since it's after-tax dollars? Interesting.
So if you're over 59 and a half and it's been 5 years since you've contributed, then you can take out that principal and even the earnings if you would like, completely tax-free. Now, as far as if you're under 59 and a half and the rulings for that, every 401k plan is going to have their own bylaws. It's going to work a little bit differently. And especially because it's in that 401k, it's going to work a little bit differently than a traditional Roth IRA, which would be outside of that 401k. So you're definitely going to want to talk to the HR department and see what your exact 401k bylaws are saying about your Roth 401k, what the rulings are. Sometimes they might even make you do it as a loan or a loan repayment.
Okay.
So you want to make sure what those rules are before you actually go ahead and do that.
Yeah, because HR is so helpful in retirement plans. Who said that?
Yeah,
Who said that? Somebody just came in the studio and said that.
Okay. 800-779-1942 if you want to learn a little bit more, Matthew, and I would encourage you to give us a call. On we go. Sean has a question, is in Bonita Springs, says, my advisor is with a well-known company, has my retirement portfolio in 20 or more funds, 30% in ETFs and 4 cash funds. It's very confusing. They claim to be a fiduciary. The money is safe, but returns given this year, 4.9%, have not been good enough in my opinion. I'm 65 years old. My spouse is 64. Is my portfolio spread across too many funds given my age?
It sounds like this person has an HR background.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It seems like that way. I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you have to see what is the real relevancy of your actual investments with having four cash funds in there, with having, I'm assuming, with more funds, with 30% being in ETFs, the other ones are in mutual funds. They could be charging high internal fees on that. You want to figure out what the goals of the account is as well. Are you looking for income? Are you pulling a steady income from this account? Are you looking more towards growth? And if that's the case, then having four different cash funds is not necessarily geared towards growth. even income.
I'd like to know what the rate of return is on each of the four cash funds, right? Well, this one you're getting 0.17, this one you're getting 0.33.
Right.
I mean, what is the purpose of diversifying over cash funds?
And then you're paying an advisory fee, possibly, on top of a cash fund, which is returning how much, right? So you got to take a look at that as well. But it really boils down to the relevancy of your portfolio and what you're really trying to get out of that.
Okay. I'm going to be honest here. Okay, a lot of the stuff that we see coming in is the asset allocation is way off, way off. And when you talk about interest rate sensitive investments and cash, I mean, people have so much interest rate sensitive investments out there and cash, it's not even funny. So, you know, it's either going to be as interest rates keep going up, your portfolio is going to get hammered. As inflation goes through the roof and you're sitting in cash, your portfolio is getting hammered. So people really have to wake up out there and really take a good look at their portfolio and say, look, I need a second opinion on my portfolio. And because there's so many people that are misallocated out there, and a lot of their advisors are on the golf course, or they're out boating, or they're out doing whatever they're doing instead of paying attention to these. And I literally just had one of my clients email me their 401k and say, Eric, can you take a look at this? And we've been managing this on a very regular basis. So again, there's a lot of issues with people's 401ks. And I'm going to give you a quick story. We just had a referral to a daughter who's up in Pennsylvania. She gives me her 401k and I'm looking at it. Now, this is a higher net worth person. And I said to her, I said, you keep putting away money in this 401k. Do you have the option for a Roth 401k? And she goes, I'll ask my guy. He's really good. We've been working together for a long time. I go, how long? She goes, 12 years. I go, and you've never known if you have a Roth 401k option? She goes, no. She calls him. We do a three-way call. Oh, yeah, you have that option. I guess I should have brought that up to you. Do you know how livid she was?
I'll bet. I would be, too.
She's been socking all this money away that she shouldn't be socking away in the regular 401k when that money really should have been going into the Roth.
Yeah.
And she never knew about it. And it took another advisor to ask him about that. And he's been with her for 12 years. Come on. The financial industry needs to be fixed. It's old. It's outdated. They don't know what they're doing. And a lot of times they're dropping the ball on their clients' money. I'm sick of it. I really am. Because people out there are losing millions of dollars over time because of misallocations. And, you know, again, when we get these questions in, these are normal questions that everybody's asking. This is the common denominator of what people are asking out there for their retirement. And I'm telling you right now, either people aren't putting enough effort into their retirement, or a lot of these advisors are dropping a ball, or it's a hybrid of the two.
Wow. Yeah. I like your passion, Eric. I mean, it makes sense. Folks, if that makes sense to you, then give Eric a call right now, 800-779-1942, and come on in. Sean, I'm talking to you, too. Let's see. All right, let's go to Cape Coral, where Billy is hanging out. Billy says, I've heard a lot of success stories online from folks that use bonds, annuities, but crypto, that seems to be the biggest splash. So I wanted to ask, which of the three options would result in my paying the least in taxes? I like where he's going with that.
I mean, it's kind of funny when we think about risks. These are three completely different risk factors that you're going to be going into. All right, so crypto obviously is going to take on the most risk, the most money that you could possibly lose in there. Bonds are very interest rate sensitive right now with the current interest rate environment. And annuities, depending on which one you have, a lot of them can actually provide a floor of that 0% unless you're in something like a variable annuity. As far as the bonds go, you're going to pay taxes on the interest that you receive from those bonds, unless they're a municipal.
You get a municipal bond and not make any money. It's tax-free.
So a municipal bond, a lot of people always ask about, oh, I don't have to pay any taxes on that. Well, the rate is going to be drastically lower because of that factor. So that's already pretty much priced into that. With crypto, you're going to be taxed on your gains when you actually go to sell that amount. So if you've made money, depending on how long you've held that investment, you're going to pay either long-term capital gains or short-term capital gains. And with annuities, those are tax deferred until they are withdrawn from the account. So
you know what's always good about a major pullback correction in the market when everything just kind of crashes a little bit.
What's that?
You know what I really like about it? Everybody seems to want to go back to normal investing. I'm really interested in that Roth IRA again. I'd really like to max that out. And then all of a sudden, when things keep going up and up, oh, I got to buy this crypto. I mean, this crypto over here is like the biggest, hottest thing. I've never heard of this coin, but I'm going to buy 10,000 shares of it. Right. And then they buy it and then they lose it. And then so it's like, why can't we just stick to normal conservative investing? And that's what works over time. If you want to go into crypto with some extra money, that's fine. If you want to go into muni bonds and have your tax-free low money that inflation is going to crush you, go for it. But don't mess with your retirement money. Do something normal with it. And so when people get into all these alternatives, as a matter of fact, a week ago, there was an alternative investing conference in Naples. And I went to it 2 years ago. I refused to go to it this year. My buddy went back to it. And you know what he said to me? It's still the same people, still pushing the normal, non-normal stuff. And it's like, I don't understand why people invest in that kind of stuff. So again, let's just stick to normal financial planning that actually gets you somewhere.
And again, that's what we're talking about here, Eric. Yeah. I love your summation. We got to wrap it up. So let's just leave it at that and invite folks to call.
Hey, everybody out there. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for all the positive feedback. We really do try to bring you a fun, educational show, but also a real show. I mean, we understand what's going on out there. We understand what people are thinking. We understand what people are doing. So again, what we're trying to do is when people call, we want to bring them in. We want to give them a second opinion. We realize that there's a lot of people out there in a financial no man's land. So if you're out there looking for that second opinion, or you really feel like you don't have any direction, pick up the phone, give us a call today. We'd love to meet with you, get that second opinion, do that personal financial blueprint, maybe even build that income plan for you. Give us a call today. We look forward to seeing you. Remember, you only retire once. Let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
Eric Carney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by RWA. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and make full disclosures of any conflict of interest, if any exists. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system. Designed by determining the amount of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate, WealthGuard is added to a client's account to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or assets will be traded or liquidated the same day due to time of day or market restrictions.